not really an apology. He's apologising for something that, that the intelligence, which he knew at the time, wasn't there. They didn't leave. They had the advisers were saying, we can't find the weapons. We need to carry on looking. He ignored that. He decided before this. I think that what's happened yesterday, or the guy says it were actually in July, but what's the interview that came out yesterday, he's seen the Chilcot inquiry report for the Maxwellisation. He's got the emails that came out last week, and I think it's just a case of covering his back.
What do you, or what do others like you, who've suffered such hideous losses, Mr. Brearley, what do you need to hear?
We need to hear the truth. We need them to tell us exactly what happened, why it happened, and we also need to hear that he's going to actually face the consequences for what he did.
What do you mean by face the consequences?
It's already been mentioned that we considered that when he went to war, he went to war illegally, and he needs to be taken to a court where it can be tried. I've always said this, if I believe in law, if it's found out, if he goes to court, he's tried, if he's found not guilty, then I can start putting this behind me.
Yes, of course.
But I don't think that he will be. We don't think they will. We think that he breached international law.